Soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy without spot or wrinkle by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I've never been to the place where Jesus was born. I wasn't able to hold him in my arms. I've never seen him, but it don't make much difference, you see. Though I wasn't there, I know that Jesus is living in me. For I've got something that makes me know that I'm born of his spirit, and I know in my heart he lives. The sacrifice for all men, and his blood cleansed me from all sin. I wasn't there, but I know that Jesus still
last few programs, I've been teaching on the three tabernacles that Peter suggested to put up when they were on the Mount of Transfiguration with the Lord. We know that a cloud covered them, and the Lord God himself said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear you him." So in other words, we don't need those two other tabernacles. We need to get rid of them if we have built them. And God is very adamant that the only tabernacle is the one that is the tabernacle of Jesus. Far too many religions all over the world have different tabernacles. They have different teachings. They have different prophets. But the Lord God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, hear you him. And not only did he say that, the Bible teaches us that there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved except for the name Jesus. Today I want to teach on this interesting subject, how the nations of the earth have heaped to themselves different religions, and how the church has brought in tabernacles besides the tabernacle of the Lord Jesus Christ. So before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open our hearts to the truth of what your scripture is saying. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God, and I ask you to bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. When the apostles Peter, James, and John went up to the Mount of Transfiguration with the Lord Jesus Christ, we know what happened. Moses and Elijah appeared unto Jesus, and right away Peter said, we will make three tabernacles, one for Elijah, one for Moses, and one for Jesus. He figured he's going to cover everything, but the Lord God himself said, no, this is my beloved Son, hear you him, talking about Jesus, never mind the other two tabernacles. These two tabernacles, the tabernacle of Moses was put aside. The teachings, the laws of Moses was put aside in favor of the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the question I have for many religions today, how many tabernacles do you have besides Jesus? I want to ask the Christian world, those who come out of religious organizations, do you have tabernacles besides Jesus? I know there are many who are burying the cross in the debris of other tabernacles. This is what's happening in religious systems. And this, alas, is also what's happening with those who have turned to Jesus, but have turned back to the beggarly elements of the world. Here is the problem. Many people who become Christians, if they don't go forward with Jesus, they will turn back to the laws, rules, and regulations. That's the tabernacle of the religion that you come from. They will turn back to that to try to follow and appease the Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus, God himself, says, this is my beloved Son, hear you him. And when you go through the scriptures, he has incredible ways of following him. And I'm not talking about don't smoke, don't drink, don't go to movies, don't do this, don't do that. That should be your reasonable service. That is not involved in working for God, in doing things for God. The Lord wants us to be here in his stead, for he said, greater works will you do than I did when I go to the Father. And what did Jesus do? He told John the Baptist through his disciples, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the eyes are opened of the blind, and the gospel is preached. So, the question is, how many of God's people are into the things of God, into the teachings? Are they operating in the teachings of the Lord God? I have talked to different people who are Christians, and many of them will say, we need to follow the commandments of God. And I know almost instantly what they mean by following the commandments of God. And this is what they mean. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't go to movies, don't do this, don't do that. That is your reasonable service. That should be an automatic. Following the commandments of God is going out to preach the gospel, praying for the sick, and doing the works of God, what he commanded us to do. In Acts chapter 2 in verse 17, it tells us, "It shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and old men shall dream dreams. And on my spirit servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in these days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." So I'm asking a question today. Does that happen in most cases, in most churches? No, it doesn't. Because it has been stifled and has been eradicated. It has been rooted out by the leaders of the church. Some prominent Christian leaders tell us that these things went out with the apostles. So those who are following them will be crippled throughout their lives because they do not walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. They don't believe that the power is available to them. The Apostle Paul made an interesting statement in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 in verse 4. "My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." How much do we see that today? People who dare step out in the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit are being ridiculed by many in the evangelical churches. So where and what does one have to do? We simply discard all criticism and we walk ahead with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God being our guide. If the Bible teaches us that we can have the power of the Holy Spirit, that means it is available to us. If the Bible teaches us that God will pour out His Spirit on His servants, on His handmaids, if the Bible teaches us that they will prophesy, then we need to seek those gifts of the Spirit instead of putting them aside and pretending or saying that these things are not for today. It tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul making it clear, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant." So the Apostle Paul has a very clear message on the gifts of the Spirit. He tells us that he will not leave us ignorant. He doesn't want us to be ignorant. And then he goes on to explain about the gifts of the Spirit. Now, before I explain to you what the gifts of the Spirit are, I will explain to you what I've seen on YouTube. I have seen people argue that the Apostle Paul was not of God. They claim that he was a deceiver. So instead of listening to him, they would say, "We are following the teachings of Jesus and not of the Apostle Paul." I want to say this. The teachings of Jesus and the teachings of the Apostle Paul come from the very same Spirit. They are given by the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ himself says, "I do not do anything unless the Father tells me to do it." And the Bible teaches us very clearly that the words of the Apostle Paul are given to him by the Holy Spirit, except when he says that it is his opinion. And that goes for all the apostles who write the New Testament. The words that they write are given by the Holy Spirit. So to say that you're only listening to the teachings of Jesus, you need to understand the same person who gave Jesus his words also give the apostles his words. And that is the Holy Ghost sent by the Father. Now here are the gifts of the Spirit. For to one is given the Spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecies, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. So here the Apostle Paul lays it all out. It's all there for us. We should operate in the Spirit. The gifts of healing are available for us. The gifts of knowledge of the Spirit are available for us. The gift of praying in tongues is available for us. The interpretation of tongues, the discerning of spirits, the miracle signs and wonders that Jesus did, they're all available for us. But if you do not seek after them, you will never have them, because God tells us, those who seek them, they shall find. Today, many claim that these things went out with the apostles, but the Bible teaches us that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are given by God, and the Word of God is the same today as it was yesterday. So we need to open our hearts and our eyes to these interesting truths. For many, many who call themselves Christians have forsaken the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have forsaken the teachings of the Apostle Paul and the rest of the disciples' teachings. What are they teaching? They are teaching for doctrines, the commandments of men. And what is happening to the churches when you do that? They simply stalemate. They become powerless. And Satan, who is out to steal, kill, and to destroy, leads them into every deceptive path he can. And even to the point where instead of being in unity with one another, the churches are at each other's throats. So we need to open our hearts to these interesting truths. We are fast running out of time. Jesus is about to come back for his bride. And if we're going to walk in this unity because of what the Word of God teaches, we will have to give an account at the day of the Bema Seat of Christ. And for those of you who are not born again by the Spirit of God, even though the church has its share of problems, we still are going to be separated from the rest of the unbelievers. And one day, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be changed. And we will be caught up together with our Lord Jesus Christ in the air. Thus shall we ever be with the Lord. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourselves. Amen.
claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I do not know how others make it through, who never bloodstains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I claim the blood Jesus shed. Bloodstains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains.
When one looks at the religions of the world, you can see that Satan has led many nations astray. We know that the Muslim nations steer into Satan worshipping. We know that the Hindus are into Satan worshipping, even though the devil does not show himself. Behind the scene, he is pushing, and he is bringing these revelations to those who think they're worshiping God. When you study their ideologies, when you study their religions a little bit, you can see that many of them are totally sold out to deception. They don't believe in the finished work of the cross. They don't believe that Jesus died for them on the cross to take care of the sin problem. They don't seem to understand that man is dead in trespasses and sin. But those of us who are born again, God has opened our eyes. And I am seeing many, many people are even now in the Western civilizations. They're turning away from the truth, turning the truth into a lie. In John chapter 18, verse 31, it tells us this. Then said Jesus to the Jews who believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So where does freedom come from? It comes from believing the truth. What is the truth? Jesus Christ is the truth. The words that he has spoken are the truth. The Bible teaches us in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word of God is true. You have to believe what it says. Not only the teachings of Jesus, but also of the apostles, because the apostles spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, who also moved Jesus when he spoke. The Holy Spirit is the one behind all this. He is the one that teaches us. He is our comforter. He opens our eyes to the truth, and he gives us revelation. And through him, we can move mountains. That's what the Bible teaches us. So how are we with the truth? If the Bible teaches that we're supposed to cast out devils, heal the sick, open the eyes of the blind, preach the gospel in all the world. If the Bible teaches us that, it is the truth. And if you believe that, then the truth will set you free and you can begin to operate in that realm. But if you believe preachers and teachers who tell us that the gift of the Spirit went out with the apostles, then you believe a lie. You do not believe the truth, because the Bible teaches us the word is the same today as it was yesterday. And we need to stand on that and not give an inch. Homosexuality, according to the truth, is an abomination and causes confusion. Today, many churches reject that teaching. They don't believe the truth anymore. So we can go from one place to another in Scripture where we can take the truth, hold it up to see if we believe in it. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Knowing the truth and not believing in the truth is where there is a problem with many, many Christians today. So we need to admonish one another. We need to tell people the truth. What gives salvation? The Bible teaches there is only one name given under heaven, whereby we must be saved. That is the name of Jesus. That's the truth, regardless how steeped in your religion you are. You cannot escape the truth, and the truth, if you believe it, will set you free. And if you dare to tell the truth, if you dare to preach the truth, there's something that's going to happen to you, whether you like it or not. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 16, the Apostle Paul says this, "Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" I know in my lifetime I have preached the gospel to people who have turned against me, who have now become my enemies. Why? It is not because of who I am, it is because of the truth. The truth will set you free. But if you do not believe the truth in the end will be your judge, because the Bible teaches us there is a judgment day coming, and those who are not found in the Lamb's Book of Life will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. And the reason they're not in the Lamb's Book of Life is because they rejected the truth. They do not believe in it. They do not accept it for themselves. So knowing the truth is one thing, but acting and believing on the truth is another thing. If you act and believe on the truth, then the truth will set you free, and you will become a child of the kingdom of God. So let the Lord open your heart to these interesting truths and make you a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.